Welcome. Welcome to our time of worship. What's your week been like? Has it been a good one? Has it not gone according to plan? I have to admit that this is now my fourth attempt at recording this message. One, to get used to the technology. Two, because Martin was tapping on the window and not recording, realising I was recording. Three, because Peter got up and walked in the kitchen at the other end. So this is the fourth attempt. Things don't always go to plan. But we can come to God who knows how things are for us, who knows our frustrations. And he will be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let's come to our God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love for all your creation, for your love ever reaching out to a lost and fallen world. We thank you for your love unending, for your love made human in Jesus. We praise you for your love incarnate, calling, searching, holding, risking everything in dying and rising. We thank you for Christ, the Good Shepherd, who demonstrates the reality and power of your love. We praise you for all that you accomplished in his life, death, and resurrection. And that he is the door to hope and fulfillment, to peace and joy. We thank you that in him there is freedom from fear and freedom to live. Freedom to love and freedom to give. Freedom to come and freedom to go. Freedom to thank and freedom to care. Freedom to stand firm and freedom for all. We thank you for those whose lives and words and deeds have made the love of Christ real for us. For those who have stood by us. Those who have tried to understand. And those who have loved us no matter the cost. Father, our Father, we thank you. And ask that we may be shepherds in your name. For Christ's sake. Amen. For some time now, I've been sharing thoughts with you on the names of God in the Old Testament. And if I can work the technology, I'm going to see whether I can share the PowerPoint again. So, so, God's name. We've thought about the Lord who will provide, the Lord your healer, the Lord my banner, the Lord who sanctifies you, and the Lord who is peace. And today we come to the next name, the Lord, my shepherd. And as you might expect, our scripture today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.